Prime Minister Taro also urged calm in television ads, calling on the public to avoid panic amid rising concerns of an H1N1 flu outbreak. The government took to the airwaves after more than 200 new cases were confirmed in just 4 days. The cases have all been confined to Japan's western prefectures, Osaka and Hyogo. The health ministry says most patients are middle and high school students, but they don't know how the virus spread. Earlier this week, local leaders shut down all public schools in more than 6 dozen universities. But on Wednesday, Osaka Governor Toru Hashimoto announced those schools would reopen next week. Hashimoto said it was important to move forward with classes after a week-long halt. The government is trying to quell fears while proceeding with caution. It is worried about the virus's economic impact, with schools canceling field trips and with reports that companies like Shiseido and Mitsubishi ordered employees to limit business trips. Public fever consultation centers and local hospitals say they're overwhelmed with concerned patients. That prompted Hyogo Governor Toshizo Ido to appeal for central government help. Those concerns are quickly spreading beyond western Japan. Outside a crowded train station in Tokyo, Junko Sato hid behind two masks. It's a matter of time before it gets to Tokyo, she says. To protect myself, I wash my hands every opportunity I get. I gargle with mouthwash. I'm especially worried about my 5-year-old nephew who lives with me. Life is returning to normal in at least one area. The Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare plans to scale back inspections on flights at the country's airports. The changes could come at the end of the week. A top official says the first 4 cases of the virus may have been found at Narita Airport, but he says the main goal now is to stop the spread of the virus. For VOA News, Akiko Fujita, Tokyo.